Chapter 3 Meeting the Yanomami. The group turned slowly towards the bush. They saw several heads suddenly disappear behind the leaves.
"More problems!" cried Brunt. "Savage cannibals!"
"Now what should we do?" asked Kathy, frightened.
"Let's run away," suggested Jane. "We can hide behind the trees."
As they turned to run, four native men walked towards them. The men's bodies were decorated in dried red mud, and they wore pieces of material round the lower part of their bodies. One of the Indians stepped in front of the others and pointed to himself.
"Waiteri, Waiteri," was all he said.
"I've heard that somewhere," Jane said quietly to Kathy. She tried to think.
"Of course, I remember now. I once saw a documentary about the Yanomami. They're Indians that live in the middle of the jungle and they call themselves Waiteri, which means fierce. They're supposed to be the most primitive people in existence. They've never even discovered the wheel."
Jane walked towards them and pointed to herself and the others.
"Jane, Kathy, John," she said.
Before she had time to mention Brunt's name, one of the Indians approached John. The Indian gently touched John's ribs with his finger and then pointed somewhere in the jungle.
"I think the Indian knows that John has hurt his ribs and wants to help him," said Kathy.
"I think he wants our captain for dinner," smiled Brunt. "He wants to see how much meat he has got on him."
Jane didn't like the way Brunt spoke, but decided to say nothing for the moment. Instead, she smiled and said,
"If I were you, Brunt, I'd be careful. You've got a lot more meat on you than John has."
The Indian suddenly began to talk loudly, pointing into the jungle, and one of them indicated to John to follow them, offering to help him walk. Kathy was worried about John's safety and ran forward to protest. One of the Indians gently put his hand on her arm and smiled. He said something in his language and followed his friends into the jungle. Kathy, Jane and Brunt stayed close to John and the Indians. It was night time, and the bright moon could just be seen through the tops of the trees. It was almost impossible to see where they were going, but the Yanomami had no difficulty at all in finding the way. Jane, Kathy and Brunt stayed close to them, hoping they would be all right. The jungle was a noisy place. Monkeys and other animals called to one another, and the sound of mosquitoes flying close to their ears seemed to be 100 times louder at night time. The rain fell constantly. Wet leaves touched their faces as they walked. Something hanging from a tree touched Jane's face. When she moved it away with her hand, she saw that it was a snake.
"I'm frightened of snakes," she said, trembling.
Several leeches had attached themselves to Kathy's legs, and she stopped for a moment to pull them off.
"Horrible things," she exclaimed. "I hate leeches."
They made their way further into the jungle. Brunt walked along, complaining about everything, most of all about the loss of his plane. In the distance, the Yanomami had stopped walking. They began to speak loudly to each other. Then, two of the Indians ran into the jungle. John sat down on the ground, and the other two Indians sat down beside him. They moved their arms in the air, indicating to Kathy and the others to join them. Kathy walked over to John and sat down beside him. She felt very comfortable with him.
"I wish I had a cigarette," said Jane,
as she sat down against a tree. One of the Indians saw her do this and immediately stood up and pulled her away from it quickly. He pointed to a long line of enormous ants running up and down the tree.
"That was lucky," said Kathy. "You nearly sat on those things. They're horrible."
Soon the two Indians returned from the jungle, carrying a large wooden chair. An old man was sitting on it and holding on tightly. He was carrying a long thin stick, and his face was filled with lines. His hair was as white as snow, and he had a small bag around his neck. The chair was placed on the ground beside John. The old man gently touched John's ribs with his hand.
"Ouch!"
John cried out in pain.
"Mmm," said the old man.
He opened the bag hanging from his neck, took out something that looked like grain, and threw it onto John's head.
"This is ridiculous," said Brunt. "You can all wait here and watch the old man do his voodoo magic if you want to. I'm going to the river."
"You can do what you like, Brunt," said Kathy, "but I'm staying here. These people might be able to help John."
"I'm staying too," agreed Jane.
The old man said something to two of the Indians, who picked John up. The old man's chair was lifted once more, and the procession, followed by Kathy, Jane, and an angry Brunt, began to walk into the jungle again.